So, Ellis, thank you so much for making the time for me, man. Obviously, I last saw you when Hazy Jane smashed a headline set at Adelphi,
Yeah, man.
and I've seen you a few times before that as well. So, before we go into the comic book and the EP, talk to me about sort of, I guess, how the Hazy Janes, how your kind of thought process since the beginning of the band till now, like how have you changed and developed as an artist and as a person through the history of the band to get you to where you are today, which is obviously what we're going to talk about with this new EP and comic book.
All right, yeah. So I mean, I started out as like an acoustic guy. I think I started playing guitar at like 16. I'm 28 now, and I was always acoustic, and I never really thought about picking up an electric guitar until like I went to music college, and then everybody sort of like opened my eyes a little bit to the better sort of fuzziness of rock and roll music. So that's where I started, and I think Bronze definitely helped with my development, because he's very much like I'll write a lot of the Hazy Janes songs and riffs and stuff, but Bron really helps to put them all together into the sort of tracks that they become in the end. So yes, yeah, it's I feel like since meeting different musicians throughout my musical life, just seems to have like helped develop that from the person who first showed me a fuzzy guitar noise and all the way to where we are now. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about the sort of stage presence and show? Because you guys have a real energy to what you do that has obviously, garnered you national, international attention in terms of streams and things. But, in terms of your live shows, where does that energy come from? Because it's definitely a vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's an energy like that really gets the crowd going. You're obviously, is that something that's you normally, or is the stage persona for both you guys, is that a different pair of people, is that a different pair, or is that you amplified, or?
I'd love to be able to say that that's who we are as people. Like, we're very I'd like to say that we're both really approachable guys that you can talk to, and I will happily go for a beer with anybody and chat with anybody. And if you give me a karaoke song, I'm the first one there. I'm always up for it. So the personality on stage is very wild and sort of energetic and happy, I suppose, because a lot of bands are quite cool, calm, and collected, and those three words don't seem to resonate with my personality for some reason. I'm not like that. I'm more of like say whatever I'm thinking, and try and I actively do try and make people laugh. So I think I've always done that, and I think that's what we're trying to do and come across as just not two normal lads that are having a bit of banter and a bit of laugh. And that's why we try and include everybody every single time we play a song, no matter if it's a dark and noir-esque tune like Black Rider, or if it's something like a boogie style song where everybody can just sing along and throw their drinks in the air and stuff. So yeah, we try and get that across as much as possible.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique energy, which I encourage everybody to check out. And in terms of, obviously I saw some of the new songs live and in person a few weeks back now. We are here to talk about this new EP and welcome to Cylinder City. But what's fascinating about this, Ellis, is obviously it's not just music. It is there's a visual aspect to it. So talk me through the Welcome to Cylinder City concept. And why did you do it that way? You didn't just think, all right, we're going to record these tunes, put out an EP, Bob's your uncle, we're done. You've done a comic book, you've done a visual aid to your music and accompaniment. So the concept, Welcome to Cylinder City, talk me through that. Why do it?
I've always been, like I said earlier, I've always been into comic books, reading those. I've tried books, actual books, and for some reason I just can't get the attention span doesn't work. But with comic books, it's like Batman books and I don't know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all that sort of stuff. Just love it. And I've always wanted to write my own comic book. So about 4 years ago, I came up with the idea for Black Rider. as a comic book. I never even thought to link the two together. And then I randomly wrote a song about Black Rider, probably a year after coming up with the idea. And then I thought, right, I'll just try and do a few things here and see how it goes. And I ended up writing loads of songs that were just based off this comic book idea. So the idea is that Cylinder City is a city into a dystopian future of Earth where we've really fucked it as a planet. Sorry, we've really
you could swear, it's fine.
We've buggered it as a human race, we've basically caused the Earth to flood to a point where there's nothing, no land left for us to live on. So we knew this was happening, so we built Cylinder City in an attempt to save humankind whilst we work out what we're going to do in the long term. And it's quite interesting because we've like cherry picked which people are going to spend their time on Cylinder City. And Cylinder City is a literal cylindrical, like this glass of water here, in the middle of the ocean, with the richest of people living at the top, and the poorest of people or the less fortunate people living at the bottom. And Black Rider operates at the bottom levels, wondering why there's this hierarchy and what's happening. And there's lots of different stories that happen within the universe of Cylinder City.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And obviously I've been able to see it. You've sent me some of the assets around it. And obviously as tunes, I love Black Rider and Crawlers, obviously both feature on the EP. What was it like then? You said you created Black Rider before the comic and kind of before the EP. So what was it like creating songs around characters and sort of, you know, to soundtrack almost this world you've built? Like, what was that like to kind of build songs around characters and have these characters in mind when you were creating them?
It was really weird because I came up with the character first, and I think that I'm not sure if that's where every great idea comes from. I have no idea. You know, when Batman was created, I'm not sure if they created Gotham City first or the Joker first or whatever else, but it, for me, it definitely started with Black Rider, and it was such a simple, it was like almost as if surely somebody's done this before. And I obviously have taken a lot of inspiration from different things like Sin City, and those kind of I guess noir things, and I was playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2 at the time. And that sort of, it's just a really slick game. And I was watching loads of films that are like those darker, I'm going to say the word noir again, but those sorts of films, like crime stuff. And that's where the character really developed. And then when I saw the newest Batman film with Robert Pattinson, that was when I sort of was like, at the end, there's like the city's almost flooded, and I think that's where I got a feeling of an idea of where Cylinder City would come from. And then when the tracks that we was writing at the time, I sort of didn't want them to be too serious because I don't really want to be that sort of band where we write super serious and really political. I definitely didn't want to do that because I think that's a one-way road, really. So I wanted to try and do them in a sort of way where you can tell that it's written from a comic book, but you can also listen to them as their own songs and just enjoy them for what they are, even if you're not into comic books. So for Black Rider, I wanted it to be sort of like a almost 1930s crime thing where it's like, you know, all the lyrics are pretty simple, and it's just like the standard superhero saving you from a burning building and all that sort of thing. And then I think the comic book really and the track Crawlers really sort of got a little bit more sort of like into the horror aspects of everything. And yeah, you can sort of like, I really didn't want to show people what a crawler actually looks like. I want people to make their own assumption of what that looks like. So you'll never see what a crawler looks like.
Wow.
So that's what I wanted to do.
So it's kind of assumed. Yeah, it's some really great, you know, sort of character work, and obviously the sonics around it. So, you know, obviously, you know, just to go into a bit more detail there, you talked about those noir influences. I got like a, you know, in terms of a concept, a bit of a Judge Dredd vibe, but again, you mentioned Sin City and that kind of, you know, the Black Rider has this sort of Judge Dredd vibe, but then it's a Sin City-esque noir world. So your influences, you know, I know you went into it a little bit there. So you Red Dead Redemption 2. What about the art style, though? It's like in terms of the drawing and the art style, you know, that sort of, again, that noir influence. But what was it like drawing it and creating that sort of element of it?
So this is one thing that I was going to mention is I wrote it all. I didn't draw it. So I actually got one of my, this is a super random thing. There's a comic book shop. I'm in Halifax right now. I'm living in Halifax, and there's a new comic book shop opened literally around the time that I created Black Rider. And when I got serious about writing the comic book, I went into the comic book store and I was just wondering if I just thought of like having a wander around, and I asked the guy if he knew any artists from the local area, and he said, "Oh yeah, this guy right here gave me his number," and then that was it. And he's called Lloyd Mills. I definitely recommend checking his work out. But he was really up for it. He's never done anything like it before, as I. So we're both like pretty new to the whole thing. But we met up quite a lot of times in Wetherspoons and different various pubs around Halifax, had a few beers, spoke about all these prospects and cool ideas that we had. And then one day he just was like, "Oh, I've got you something," showed me the front cover of the comic book, and then I was like, "Holy shit, that's really cool. If you want to do it, then let's do it." And then he sort of it was really strange actually, because it's we've been writing it and drawing it for 2 years. So it's really weird to finally have it out. But the first drawing he sent me was of Black Rider. He just did like a character page, and I was like, because I didn't ever want to see it, like the same with crawlers. I wanted people to use their own imaginations and shadows, and I wanted it all to be black and white, like Sin City. I just feel like really cuts through. And he sort of understood the assignment, but then also did his own thing, and then he kept developing his art as he went through the book, and you can sort of see from where he started from the front cover, it's quite crisp and clean. And then it gets to this point later on as it gets darker and darker through the comic book, where it sort of becomes really scratchy and like it's like what do you call it, cross-hatched drawings and loads of shadow work towards the end of the comic book, because it's sort of like getting darker and grittier. And at the right at the beginning, there's the bit with the happy family, and it's all white and everything's pristine. So
Of course.
we I said that I wanted to do that, but I didn't know that he would really take that and then use that with his artwork, and he really has. And it's really, I think that the story is really helped along with the artwork.
Absolutely, yeah, well, absolutely. What was the comic book store? What's it called, Ellis?
The comic book co store is called Pages and Pixels in the Peace
Okay.
Hall in Halifax.
Peace. Oh, absolutely wonderful. I love a good chill in the facts. It's a great
Yeah,
place. So
it's proper good. It's proper good. We've got all sorts of beer. Yeah,
fantastic, fantastic. Peace Hall's a great space as well.
man.
But to move on as well, because obviously there's so many questions I could ask. I think it's a really wonderful creative idea. There is the end of it suggests to me that there is more to come
Yeah.
in this story. So does that depend on new music from Hazy Janes, or is that something you're considering as a stand? You know, are you going to do that regardless of the music? Do they have to work? Does it have to have music with it? What's the future for Cylinder City and Welcome to Cylinder City as a story?
Yeah, so I'm still writing the rest of the story. That so far, that comic book is chapter one. So what I wanted to do is, rather than release one huge graphic novel, and expect people to pay £25 for a thing that they've never heard of before, I thought it'd be better to release like a short version of the first chapter of it, and see what people thought. And then I've written the next four or five chapters so far, so they're all up and coming. And the thing is with the music side of it, it was this whole thing was supposed to be an album, and we were on the way to do an album. That'll probably disappoint a few people, but no, we were, and there are more songs that we've written for Cylinder City. There's even a song that we've recorded that's not released, which was supposed to be the title track for the whole EP, but we've not released it yet, but we're thinking about it. So there are way out. We will definitely revisit Cylinder City at a later date, but for now we are concentrating on our upcoming album for this year.
Fantastic. And
that we're heading.
That moves me on nicely to the sort of roundup questions that are, you know, what is coming up? You know, obviously I've kind of, we've centered this around the music of Cylinder City, you know, and the great story you've created, but what is next for you? What is next for Hazy Janes, and what is coming up for you?
So yeah, at the minute we're writing a lot. We've got a whole host of songs that we played a couple at the recent gigs at Adelphi. And we've got a lot of songs that are ready to go. We've even got like a James Bond-esque song, which I'm hoping that now that we've got a new James Bond, I think, then we'll may have a run in, but we'll find that out soon. we are going to the studio to record our first debut album in June. The same guy who did Welcome to Cylinder City, that's Alex Eden at Trapdoor Studios in Bradford. He's a top guy. He's got it's all to tape. So that was the other interesting thing about that. So and then we've got a few gigs in May to carry on promoting Welcome to Cylinder City, going into the studio to record the debut album, and then that will be worked on throughout the year, and we'll aim towards a release in November.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it's all go.
That's exciting, absolutely. And what is the message then you have, Ellis, for your, obviously you have an audience now that is national. You've done plenty of national touring. Obviously you have an audience internationally. What is the message for those people that have checked out the comic, listened to your music, family members, friends, you know, fans of the Hazy Janes? What is your message to the people that have supported you guys and will continue to do so?
Oh, there's more to come from us guys, but mainly it's just a big thank you, really. I mean, we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for everybody else. You know, all the people throwing underwear and t-shirts. I'm only joking, but we got a t-shirt thrown at us last time, and I was a bit disappointed because it was really sweaty. But no, it's just everyone that comes and sees us. We're always up for a chat, always up for a pint of Guinness, and we will just be forever in love with our fans. I'm gonna go all soppy, but yeah, it's great. We love it, so we'll carry on doing it. There's no stopping us so far.
Yeah, good. I'm gonna shoehorn this one in. I didn't plan to ask it because it kind of goes away from the theme of the interview, but it's a bit of a deep one before we finish. And that is, you know, as a band that has, you know, people streaming the music every month, as a band that is, you know, lucky enough to do lots of national touring, what is your sort of definition, Ellis? I know you can't speak for Bron here, but you know, what do you think about success as a band, as an artist? Do you think much about that? How do you define success as an artist based on your own experiences?
Obviously, it's lovely to be able to have a lot of regular listeners that will constantly support, which we do have. But I think success for me is the newer venues that we've managed to see. And like, you know, we're still a really young band. We know we've, and the way that we've managed to play venues like Adelphi and like the small stuff, like, well, when Grayson in Halifax was coming up, where Grayson Boogie's written from, they've now moved to a different premises and they're building up. And it's just that I feel like even if I was as big as, say, I don't know, Jack White and the Black Keys, and which obviously would be great, I'd still love to do these, you know, at that point it would be classed as, I guess, a smaller gig, but I would absolutely love to carry on doing those venues, because they're the things that have made us who we are. That's how we found our sound, and that's where the the people have listened to us and heard us.
And that is a question I ask a lot of musicians, but obviously I'm not just sat in front of you as just a musician now. I'm also going to, you know, take it to the theme of the interview, which is, you know, your work as a comic book creator and writer. What are your goals with that? Is that something you want to take forward? Is that something you have time to do with everything else you've got going on? Do you think much about your future as a writer, you know, in terms of comics? Is that something you want to do with that?
Yes. If anything, that's a real passion that's sparked recently. Like I said, I've always wanted to do it, but never thought I could do it. So then I just thought balls to it. I'm just going to give it a go. And since then, I've been writing loads of short stories that are completely opposite to Cylinder City and Black Rider, but I will continue to write comic books. I really love doing that, to the point where I'm in the middle of trying to apply for online courses to learn more about creative writing, etc. So I think I've always had that thing in my brain to be able to do it, but never thought that I had the I don't know, the skill, I guess, or the English language, because people talk to me and they say, because I'm a painter, you know, I work at in a car dealership in a garage and I spray cars for a living, so you can sort of sense the I guess the stereotype that I might receive as a somebody who works in cars that doesn't speak with great vocabulary. But yeah, so that's where I come from, and to be a thinking of being a writer in the long term would be amazing. Yeah, I'd love
fantastic.
To.
Yeah, fantastic. And honestly, you know, congratulations on obviously not just the music, which you're known for, but obviously creating this visual element. I think it's fantastic, and it's a lot of people's dreams. So congratulations, Ellis, on making it happen and getting it done. I can't wait to see what the future holds for you as an artist and as a musician as well. Of course, you know, the Hazy Janes and the band. So very excited for you. As we finish up then, this is where we check if I've done my job properly. Is there anything that you would like to add that I've missed? Anything you want to plug and promote before we finish up today?
No, I just want to get, you know, people should go and listen to our new EP. That's all. But we talked about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll link to it wherever possible. Ellis, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to catching up with you guys again soon.
Cheers, Dom. Thanks very much, mate.